Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Joe, let's go ahead and head right out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. And, man, we got so many great things going on this weekend and next week. The Miami Open is back in town. James Blake, tournament director for the Miami Open, joins us this morning. James, thank you for finding some time for us for this great event, man.
My pleasure. I'm happy to be here, and I love talking to you since I know you're a true tennis fan, so I love hearing that.
Hey, yeah, I'm a little bit of a junkie that still wears the white shorts, although they're not tight like they used to be in the old days, man. I got the baggy ones now. But, hey, so, you know, everybody was kind of wondering, all right.
Hey, now, my wife makes – I still wear the baggy ones, too. She's like, no, that's not in anymore. People, they're going shorter.
Yeah, that's right. Now they're going back. It's my body's not looking like it. It did at one point, so I've had to go baggy here anyway. But yeah. Hey, so I wanted to ask you, Djokovic back in the tournament, obviously great for business at 37 years old, but Joker and Federer and Nadal gave us just, everybody goes, man, they're in trouble once those guys are all done and you throw a little Murray in there and Serena now. And I was like, I was kind of curious too, man, what was going to happen. Joker now kind of playing by himself and he's had his own injuries, but boy, you get Zverev and Alcaraz and Medvedev and now Ben Shelton and others, and I'm leaving a lot of guys out. But are we ever going to have the dominance of those three guys again like we just went through probably with so many Grand Slams?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough to ever duplicate that. I mean, that's three of the all-time greats playing at the same time. Rivalry is just pretty amazing. I do think we're going to get some pretty impressive rivalries coming up soon, too. Like you mentioned, I think Alcaraz and Sinner are going to be battling again for many years. But we also, for our sake, I mean, we got some young Americans that are going to be really ready for in the world. You got Tommy Paul, Francis Tiafoe, Ben Shelton, I think, is just, I mean, the sky's the limit for him. And then, I mean, not an American, but we got this kid, Joao Fonseca, that is the talk of the tennis world. You know, a lot of the insiders keep picking him. You know, he's going to be a superstar within the next couple of years. They're thinking Grand Slam titles. And he's still only 18 years old, ranked about 60 in the world. But, I mean, if you come out and watch him, he's playing tonight. If you come out and watch him, it's going to be real impressive. And the crowd's going to love him. He's Brazilian. And, you know, we got a pretty strong Brazilian crowd that comes out to support here in Miami. So he's going to feel the love. So it's, I don't know if we'll ever see what we saw. But who knows? I mean, we also didn't think we'd ever see the likes of Sampras and Agassi and Courier.
That's true.
And now, you know, the game keeps going, keeps getting better. And it'd be fun to see Zverev coming in here as the number one seed. He never won here, so he's been to the finals. I think for him it'd be a huge deal to get a title here. But, yeah, we'll see this year.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about another guy, Taylor Fritz, who's, I think, fourth in the world. He's always up there, but, you know, gets the semis or just comes up short. But he's got, obviously, a really good game. Really hard guy to get a read on, though, about where his game can go. I know he's still a young guy. Tell me about Taylor Fritz.
Taylor Fritz is, he comes from such a great tennis family. You know, his mom was top 10 in the world. His dad is a tennis coach, so he's come from knowing and being around tennis his whole life, and I think that it puts him in such a good place because he loves, he does all the little intangibles right, and he really prepares well for his matches. He's so focused on tennis; it's really great to see. And so he wins a lot of those matches that you think like you're kind of 50 matches. He does such a good job of winning those. So I think, in my opinion, he maximizes his ability. He doesn't have the same natural movement as some of those other guys at the top. I mean, you watch how well Djokovic and Alcaraz move.
Right.
And he doesn't have that, but he's got a huge serve, a big forehand, and he really he protects it well by hitting big and putting people on their back foot. So he does such a good job of that and maximizing his ability. I think he's, you know, just the same as a lot of guys in sort of my era were frustrated by the fact that they didn't win a big one because of Roger or Rafa or Novak. I think you know, he's getting the most out of it, but it's going to be tough for him to get through Alcaraz, Sinner, Zverev, all of them in the same event. I mean, he beat Zverev last year at the U.S. Open. He beat him at Wimbledon as well, but just the sort of that volume of beating two or three or four of the top guys in the world is going to be it might be tough for him, but I really hope he gets one because, I mean, it would mean the world to him to get a slam.
James, I got to tell you, the women's side is this one is going to be a blast. If people have been watching, going back to Indian Wells and even the tournament before, this Andreeva from Russia, 17 years old, lost that first set to the number one player, Sabalenka, beat her up pretty good in that first one. I like she throws it a little racket, she swings them, and then she gets pissed off and kicks ass because she went after Sabalenka. Wow. Not acting like a 17-year-old, so good.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, 17 years old, weren't we all throwing our rackets? Weren't we all getting upset?
Yes.
I mean, and she's doing it in front of the world and then beating the number one player in the world. It's really incredible. I mean, I've been doing the schedules for these tournaments for a while now, and it's crazy how much it sometimes kind of goes in waves. I'm looking at the schedule for today and then for tomorrow for the women, and I can't find enough marquee courts for all these names. It's incredible how many good matches, good players, exciting stories we have. So I'm really excited about the women's side. Andreeva is just one of the stories. I mean, she's one of the highlights, but it's really incredible to see how many great players are out there. Grand Slam champions, Grand Slam finalists, defending champions. We got Danielle Collins tonight. I mean, it's there's so many great stories, but Andreeva, she's going to be a story for the next 15 years, I think, on tour if she wants to be. And it looks like she's got that mentality. Like you said, she gets mad, but then she gets fired up. She doesn't get mad and get down on herself. She gets mad and still wants to win. And I think she's got such a great attitude on the court. Even with getting mad a little, she finds ways to win matches, which is so impressive at a young age.
All right. And up in that Del Rey area, we never forget about one of the great athletes, Coco Gauff, and how popular she is already. I think she's only 21 years old. So give me your take on Coco. I hear her game always getting critiqued. She needs to work on this, work on that. Where is she as far as – I think she's going to win a whole bunch of majors. What do you think?
She's only 21. Just criticizing. She needs to do this. She needs to do that. She's a Grand Slam champion at 21 years old. World. Let's kind of pause for a second. Keep it in perspective that she is, one of the greats already at 21 and still learning and still getting better. She's another one with a great attitude. I actually went and watched her last week when she was playing in Indian Wells, and I took my daughter. And it's so great for me to see someone that I can take my daughter and say, look at the way she handled herself.
Yeah.
She had a rough
good
serving
point.
Day that day. She didn't get down on herself. She was still positive. She gutted out a win. And, that's the attitude I love seeing. And that's going to take her so far because she's going to have some ups and downs with her serve, maybe with her forehand. But when they're clicking, man, we saw what she could do winning the U.S. Open. I think she's poised for a great run here in Miami. She's got the home crowd. She's definitely the favorite in terms of the fans. So I think she's going to – you're right. I think she's going to win a lot of slams. I think she has the crazy athleticism. She's one of the best movers I've ever seen on the court on the women's side. So that's going to take her really far. And I hope she does really well this year. I mean, it's great for the tournament. It's great for the fans. And she's also just genuinely one of the nicer people you'll ever meet. So I'm so happy when I see a lot of these tennis players, a lot of the people in the locker room and behind the scenes that are just genuinely nice people. So it really makes me happy to see that then they go out there and have the success and the fans appreciate them.
All right, James. So yesterday I was out there walking around. I'm a little groupie. And by the way, it's an ugly look going by yourself. I didn't have anybody after work, so I just went out there by myself. But on the outside courts, give me a couple of matches for today and tomorrow that you might be looking for on the smaller courts on the outside.
Okay, we got Leila Fernandez out on the outside court. This is what I mean about some great champions. We got Naomi Osaka on an outer court.
Wow.
She's a four-time Grand Slam champion. So she's coming back from, she hasn't really gotten tons of momentum coming back since she had her daughter. But when she does get it clicking, man, she could be on an express train to finals as well. So, we got some really good matches out there. I'm excited about those.
Hey, how's everybody doing with the stadium, like stadium tennis facility like it is? I was curious. I was going to ask you last year. I saw you and I didn't bug you out at the tournament. But how does everybody like that, the players?
I think everyone loves the stadium. I think the first year we were out here at Hard Rock Stadium, players were a little skeptical. They weren't sure what to think. They weren't sure with the, you know, maybe the sun's in a different place. Maybe the court doesn't feel exactly the same as the old one. But now that players have gotten used to it, I really think they love it. So I've heard so many positive things about the facility, about how much better it's gotten. And I feel like we've hit our stride at the new facility and we're trying to make the best use of it. The seated players absolutely love the suites, and it's the little things. This year we got them parking spots, and I mean they couldn't be happier about that. Like these little things that we were able to do here, they absolutely love it.
James, thank you, man. It's been great talking. I just want everybody to know what a great tournament this is, and all the great players look forward to it. I had my fingers crossed everybody in Indian Wells would stay healthy. You know, we used to have that problem with when Nadal would get hurt and then he'd have to bag out. And I was like, damn, man, we can't lose you, man. But it's great. Yeah. It's great to have everybody, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for your support, man. We appreciate it from a true tennis junkie. It's always a pleasure. Right.
Thanks, man. All right, James Lake, tournament director for the Miami Open, man, as for everybody going out to the tournament. And by the way, I was talking to Chris Clemens. I said, hey, Chris, man, I don't need to meet on the stadium court. No, I'm fine outside walking around, especially during the week. I like to see get up close and walk around, get my steps in, the whole deal. Yeah,
there's always something going on.
The food got ridiculous.
But, I mean, you know, you don't realize, you know, everyone kind of focuses on that center court or the stadium court or whatever, you know, the other ones. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the times I've been out, it's just action. It's like a beehive of action going on.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it's fun.
So let me ask this: the men versus the women, as far as the quality of play at the age of the play. In other words, are the women younger, better, and the men?
Oh, you know, it's pretty close, man. Yeah. Because the women. A lot of really young talent. Yeah. Now this, and I'm really looking forward to watching this. Andrea Avis, she's won her last two tournaments. She's 17 years old.
Wow.
And in the finals last week in Indian Wells, she played Sabalenka, who's fun to watch. Yeah. She rips everything.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
And like Coco, got, you know, and Madison Keys, another one that can rip it. Boy, it's pretty close. That's why I said, hey, as good as Zverev and Alcaraz and Medvedev and all the other players that are playing, I like Tsitsipas. He seems to be stuck on 10 or 11 in the world. But man, a lot of great women. A lot of really the women, especially, you know, the owner of the Buffalo Bills daughter.
Yeah, Pegula.
She's one of the top ranked.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I just wish she'd stop, like, we're probably going to see – I think he said he was coming down for this tournament
because
I had talked to him about it. He loves talking about why they're up there besides the fact that they beat us when we go up there.
Right, yeah, yeah.
He likes talking about it, and he was talking about how much he loves coming down here. It's just that she's always going, oh, yeah, this feels like home because we play so well here. And I really like her. I just wish she stopped talking about the friggin' Buffalo Bills so much.
So she plays well down here and there, and then the other team, right. And her dad's team, dad's football team plays pretty darn well, too.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Can't even complain about their chicken wings.
No, right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as a big week and a half coming up for everything, including opening day, a week from today at 4:10. Paul Skeens and Sandy Alcantara. What a matchup, man. Paul Skeens, of course, just dominated as a
unbelievable young guy. Came right out of college and just blew it up.
How about that? Yeah, somebody forgot to tell him. And by the way, you saw who's throwing out the first pitch.
The big man.
Dan Marino. I might catch it.
There you go.
I might just go catch the thing. Dan Marino throwing it. I might go out there and catch it.
Well, if you get behind there, you know Danny's going to try to throw that hard one right down the middle at you.
You know,
right?
You know what I think he'll do? He'll try to one hop and hit me in the package. That's what he would do. Or Eric comes up, ricochets, and hits me in the head, and I'm embarrassed. You know. But hey, listen, we got post game concert coming up. Flo Rida. Boy, they're going to have a whole bunch of great stuff. Epic post game concert on the field. And a great matchup. And, yes, Dan Marino is going to throw out the first pitch. So a lot of really cool stuff. Get your tickets at marlins.com/openingday. It really is going to be a special one. actually why the Pirates are in town. They got a lot of cool stuff going on that they're going to be. They're going to have kick it off for the kids. They're going to honor Jeff Conine into the Ring of Honor for the baseball. They got a lot of really cool stuff going on. So just check it out. But go to Marlins.com/opening day. There's nothing like opening day, and it's right around the corner.
All right, let's get you weather. Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 67 degrees at the moment. There is no rain in the forecast. And, guys, we have those tickets to give away at some point here.
Well, let's do it.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, let's get rolling on that. We got two tickets to Sunday for people that enjoy all the action and everything you get with those tickets, drinks and food and all the games right there for you.
This is for tennis?
No, this is for
it's for the college basketball.
College basketball at Hard Rock.
Oh,
yeah, Hard
better.
Rock Hotel
yeah.
and Casino. Buckets and bets. Sponsored by Gunther Mazda for car buying
Not
gun your way. You've got to get to Gunther
serves.
Mazda. And what number do you want to go with, Bo? What caller number?
Let's go 5.
All right. 305-567-0560. We'll get you hooked up for Sunday. And I've seen the setup, and it is very nice.
What time are you going? We're doing a show out there Sunday, right?
Sunday we are doing a show.
So where,
I'm getting
it,
out there early
up?
Today.
Where's it set up out there?
It's in one of the ballrooms at the Hard Rock.
That place. You know, since they've redone, well, really for the whole time, but since they put that Guitar Hotel there and redid that whole thing.
Ridiculous.
It's amazing. I mean, every time I drive by it, I'm amazed when I look at that guitar. And I always wonder.
They light it up at 4 a.m, Bo, coming into work, and it's always something. But that place is special, and it's got great restaurants.
Oh, the restaurants are fabulous in there. And look, we go in there and we go out and go see the shows. Theater's great, and then come out. You know, I don't play a bunch, but maybe play for an hour or two. Play a little cards, get a little bit of that going, and it's just a great night out. Whether you're going just to do dinner and do that, or go see shows,
yes.
And in the events like this, like I was in Las Vegas 1 year for the basketball, for the NCAA tournament, the first weekend, and man, it was packed
like nothing.
It was
and
energy, and now you got it right here in your backyard.
Don't have
same
to go
energy. Yeah, those kind of events that you go to, even if you're not a diehard fan. It's just great stuff, man.
Well, nonstop action and be able to bet on things and see how you're doing on games and see how your teams are doing with all these games going on.
But the upsets are the best, right? Upsets are the absolute best.
I spent an hour looking for those upsets last night on this friggin' bracket right here, man.
All right, Mike in Miramar is going to join us on Sunday.
Nice to have you out there with us, man.
Go. We'll have more tomorrow.
Two more tomorrow.
Yeah.
Two more for... on a Friday for a Sunday. Sounds good. Hey, Bo, NFL owners. So we've got NFL Pro Day for UM.
Yep.
That's going to be followed by going to Palm Beach and the owners' meetings, which I'm going to run these proposals by you, and I want to see if you're ready to make changes or keep them the way they are. Here we go. Tush, push. Can't push the quarterback from behind.
Yep.
Only you can run the quarterback sneak from, but no one can touch the backside.
Yeah, I like that. I don't like the thing. You know, to me, it's the league ignoring the fact that you could get hurt. You know, there could be some injuries in that. So they're so concerned with injuries. If they're so concerned with injuries, they need to get this thing because someone's going to get hurt on this deal.
But only one team's good at this.
Yeah, that's it, right.
It's just the Eagles.
Yeah.
They're the only team. Every time they run, like between 80 and 90% of the time, it works.
And you saw in the game, the guys jumping over the top and
they're trying
over
everything.
And over. They're trying everything. And so, no, I don't like it.
I kind of wish they'd keep it. All right, so I got to ask you this one.
Well, if we could do it, I'd like to have
it. If we could do the sneak. By the way, it's so funny because a lot of quarterbacks, Mahomes doesn't do it at all since he got injured. They don't let him do it. A lot of guys are having – we use our tight end.
Yeah.
Durham Smythe in motion, stop.
Yeah.
And he'd run it.
Yeah.
So the Lions have proposed a change to the NFL playoff seedings.
So, look, now all of a sudden they're in the playoffs every year. For 30 years. For how long have they could give a crap less what the playoff situation is. Now that they're there,
now they're doing a lot of talking.
Oh no,
yeah.
You know, we got to go. This, it's got to be seeding. It's not conference. No, no. No. It that's the way it's been all. I remember going back one year. I forget who it was Seattle or one of those teams out west got in with like a 8-6 record or some crazy. You know, like they were. You know, or maybe they weren't even a win. It wasn't even a winning record. Oh, you got to change. No, no. This is what it is. This is what it's always been. And just now, because the Detroit Lions are in the hunt, we want to change the whole thing around. No.
Well, you know what? If they do change it, Tampa Bay and LA both won their divisions.
Yeah.
They would be the last two wild card seats.
Right.
They'd be on the road
doing
what we do
as
the last seed traveling somewhere.
Yeah.
And of course, Tampa Bay, that division was strong last year.
Yeah, but it's just the way it is. I mean, the divisions.
I'm with you, man. We all want to keep.
They change,
the
teams are up and down. Divisions are up and down. No, because if you want to do that every time, someone, if it doesn't suit you,
right?
The thing that as soon as I saw that. I go, these stink in Detroit. Look, I like the Detroit Lions. I like Dan Campbell. I really have liked the organization because I've known people there. But don't give me this. You guys have been downtrodden so long. Now all of a sudden,
we had two great years.
You could have cared less. You know, I don't care. I don't care. I'm not going to vote one way or another because
we've never been in the playoffs. Right? No. It's not us.
No, now all of a sudden, that's bogus.
That is
really bogus.
That is pretty funny. And so, it just happens. The other team had the second best record. They want them up higher, so they don't have to see them till the last game.
That's right.
Pretty smart. Pretty smart. I don't know how much this stuff's going to pass in the meetings. And the only other thing I did want to bring up, I'm guessing this is going to be a big issue because everybody was complaining at the end of the year, including some of the announcers who are former quarterbacks.
Yeah.
The late slide. And getting out of bounds. If you're going to get out of bounds, get out of bounds.
Yeah.
Don't run down the sideline, and then you get hit and go into acting school.
Yeah. Well, and two, you got these quarterbacks are getting there, and they're like faking something. You know, doing a little fake or deking a little.
And keep going.
No, that you know that to me was got like when they first started doing the when with the quarterback. You know, you had your once you wrap the quarterback up. Right, it's done. They blow the whistle.
So you
then all of
down.
A sudden, guys would wrap them up and then let them go, and then all of a sudden they're running 20 yards down the field again.
That's right.
Right.
That did. We went through that.
Yeah, you either get out or you're either out or you're in. And if you're in, you're again. The rule is as long as you're a quarterback and you're running, you can be hit like any other player on the field that's got the football. But if you declare out, you got to go out. You
the
can't.
The other thing is, Bo, the late slide.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you know more than anybody. You start to make a tackle,
right?
And you're waiting, and the guy slides last second. Yeah.
And then they've had a couple of slide pop ups, right? Where they kind of slide and pop up a little bit more and grab another few yards. But yeah, that's the league seems to think that as a defensive player, you can commit to something
and then stop
halfway through when it's a bang bang play. And so, no, if you're – yeah, it's that – yeah, no, no.
Hey, can I ask you another one? I've never asked you this, and this has come up. And so, falling on – they call this a couple times every year where one of you guys on the outside sack and you fall your whole
body
on top of
body
the guy,
on
and
the
they
guy.
Call it a penalty.
Yeah.
Can you control whether you get on
– So you can – I've even seen – so they say, well, you should be able to get your arms down and stop your momentum. Well, maybe you can, but now that you feel now that I've seen guys do that and even still get called for it, they go, no, you need to be able to slide off.
I don't know how you can do that.
It's
when you're taking a guy. And by the way, the size of some of these guys.
Well, first of all, you get a situation where you're battling. You know, to me, a pass rush is like hand-to-hand combat, right? Because you're the offensive tackle's trying to punch you. You're trying to get your arms in where they need to be. And so you're battling with this guy 330, 340 pounds, and you barely get off of him, and then there's a quarterback right there. You got no time at all.
You're not thinking about, let me get off the side and make this.
Yeah, you got no time at all to make a physical adjustment. It's like some of these hits that for the hits where the what do they call it, the defend no non defend where they're the receiver is
defensible
undefend whatever, and so the defender commits. When I say commit, you've bent your knees and you've come off the ball, come off the field now, and so then the receiver
drops down,
always drops down, and now you hit him, get a helmet to helmet.
I have heard this from you three or four times during the year.
You can't do that. I don't know what they expect the
player. They're going to call it every time.
I know they're going to call it, but I don't know what they expect. I've even talked to coaches about it. I say, well, what do you tell the guy? Well, we tell him, yeah, you can't do that, but we can't really, you know, we can't fault the guy, but we've got to. We can't do that.
Running back and everybody else can drop down. It's habit. You just get down to protect yourself.
Well, that's it. It's just someone protecting themselves. And it's not. They don't do it on purpose.
No, I agree.
It's just because you. I mean, like every time you knew when you were going to get it. You knew when this guy was coming.
I'm getting down low.
And so the easiest thing to do is you want to kind of ball up a little bit, right?
I want to get down to that frigging ground. Yes.
So you can absorb the blow, right?
Yes. I know one thing. If you're standing straight up and down and you get hit.
Oh, no. So I've seen these, I've seen these things.
It's not going to last.
You know, now somehow on some of the social media, they're bringing back the old, like, old hits. And you see, like, the people, purple people eaters, the fearsome foursome. You see, what's the guy, Jack Tatum. Those guys.
Jack used to deal with that big forearm going across the middle. He took Stallworth
clotheslines and you name it, all that stuff. And you're looking at that, and you're going, and they're calling these things now, and they wouldn't even call them back then.
But you weren't even the ball wasn't thrown. You just went in their area. They jacked
When I first came in the league, I was an outside linebacker and a coverage linebacker, and the rule was there as long as the ball wasn't in the air, you could hit a guy. Anywhere on the field.
So guy's looking to get open, looking at his quarterback for just a second, and he gets jacked.
So I would go, we'd do this one coverage where I'd have to be the underneath guy for the outcut, for the medium out, right? The O cut. And so I would kind of time myself to where the guy's just getting to where he's kind of chopping to break. And I would just drill him and get him on the ground because I couldn't cover anybody. So I'd just knock him down. And then just stand there and,
God.
But, now it's
No.
Yeah.
That stuff, it's just a film, an old film to watch.
Look,
now.
I understand the health issue, but at some point, you when you physically can't do something, that not because you're
They talk about it. I just don't know if the league wants to hear it. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. Kimbo Camper with us. We'll be right back. Well, that's some good music, man, for what is going on right now. We got something for everybody. We got Miami Open, one of the big tennis tournaments, big money. We got NASCAR down in Homestead. We got Hard Rock buckets and bets for – you don't have to go to Vegas anymore, not for to watch all your games, both all day today and all day tomorrow in the 64-team tournament. And then
best weekend, right, of the tournament.
Oh yeah,
this by far is, yeah.
This, I mean, if number one, if you're into basketball, and number two, just all the if you like gambling action, you can go game to game, or you can do your other stuff and sit down there and watch and drink. And I'm guessing a lot of people will be staying down there most of the day and hopefully get a room because that open bar. And,
so how much is Hollywood's going to be right in the?
He likes action.
Right in the middle of it.
I got to tell you, Woody likes the action.
How many bets are you going to make? How are you going to?
You don't bet on every game, do you, Woody?
How do you handle this?
Well, I mean, now I will. Yeah.
Do you just pick certain games, or
Have boosts? Like if you do a three legger, you know, parlay, they'll give you a boost on the profits. Yeah. So I think we're going to take like maybe the first three games.
So when you go to Hard Rock, do you go up to the window and bet, or do you do it on the app?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting set up. I don't have it set up, but we're going to do some parlays together.
I've had it for a while.
You use it?
I do. You know what I do? I don't bet on football.
Good. You have a problem if you were.
No. I'm staying away from
that's
that.
That's a problem you don't need.
I'm staying away from that. But you know what I did? I bet on the MMA last week.
Always fun to bet on that.
So let me ask you a question. So I wanted to, you know, I'm kind of getting into this MMA. I like combative.
It's great.
And then boxing's kind of gone by the wayside.
UFC is fantastic.
So I'm kind of trying to get more into UFC. So I started watching all the ones that were, when you could see on ESPN. And then I paid for the pay-per-view, and the pay-per-view didn't work. I paid $79, and it wouldn't come on. I saw the preliminaries. And then when it got that, it said, oh, you got to go to pay-per-view. But I already paid for it. What's
going on there? You've heard of Ask Howard,
issue, right?
Ask Hollywood. What happened? What do you do wrong?
Oh, man, there's ways to watch those things without paying. So
no, but I did. I did.
That's
and
first
I didn't.
Problem.
It didn't. Well, you know, I thought that if you pay, you could watch the last.
You're
last
saying you got plus. ESPN Plus. You thought that would be enough.
I got ESPN Plus. Then I paid.
Then you.
So there are like four or five. I have a bunch of. It's all day long.
Yeah.
And so I
like the freebies too.
So they get up, and then you like for the last four or three or four, they're pay per view.
Right.
So I wanted to see the good fights because they're the best fights.
Right.
And so I paid. I was like $79, and they said yes, you're in. You've got the pay per view. Then when it came, it went off, and I'm trying to look at it on my phone.
Did you go nuts?
I'm trying to get. Yeah, I went nuts. I'm trying to because I had a bet. I had a bet on the main fight.
And
I wanted
see
to see
it.
That, and I couldn't see it. But I woke up the next morning. I won anyway. So I bet the underdog. So I got a little nice, little score there. So, you know. So that, yeah.
Well, you guys want some lines? I mean, you want some lines on the early games here?
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell
so
me.
The first game is Creighton and Louisville. It's an 8-9 game. Louisville is favored by 3.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't mind even asking you guys.
You got me on this one.
Purdue and High Point is at 12:40. Purdue, that's a 4:13. Purdue's favored by 8. Wisconsin is a huge favorite over Montana. It's a 3:14. And then you got 2 o'clock Houston and SIU Edwardsville. You can't even bet the money line on that game. That is a 28.5 point spread.
Don't you look for that one underdog that's like a 25-point underdog or 23-point underdog and roll the dice on that?
So I don't know if you can do this there physically, but you can't bet the money line on one of these 16 seeds, at least right now on the app. They don't even have it available.
Yeah.
Don't look at the seeds. Look at the point spreads.
I don't think one of the 16s is going to win. I mean, I think it would be very unlikely, but, well.
Well, look, there's one. One seems to, every year, seems to pop in there, right?
There'll be an upset.
Yeah.
Or two ones will be in the Final Four, though, right, Woody? We think that?
I think there
we
should
feel
be
strongly.
Three
well,
of them
I think
be in
Duke
the Final
will win
four.
It all, assuming
I hope so.
Cooper Flagg is healthy. But
you know, I'm you know who I'm looking at? I've been following this season. I've been following St. John's.
Yeah, he's won the Big East tournament.
Won the Big East tournament for the first time in I don't know how long. And
Joe's a big fan of their coach.
I am now.
Yeah, he's done a great job.
Hey, man, anybody can bounce back from the girl under the table and recruiting and all the things.
Yeah, they got a good basketball team. And it's, I read the New York papers all the time, and so I've kind of been following them.
He's a nice story in New York, man, what he's done. Yeah. Second chance, third chance, whatever it is, man, he's a damn
good
coach.
So he's brought six different teams, I think,
to the tournament.
Yeah, I think
not
he's
surprised.
First time.
He's obviously – you know, coaching makes a difference, man.
Yeah, well, no, well,
it's not just getting guys and paying them.
No.
You got to get guys you can coach up that respect you. And So I totally agree with that. So anyway, that's man, I'm looking forward to going out there. Woody, just keep me from not drinking too much. That's all. Just to keep it.
Ooh,
there's going to be a lot of food, so you can eat and balance out your drinking if you need.
I don't know. Bo, you been golfing, by the way?
No, I haven't golfed in a while.
What happened?
First of all, I play really bad.
Used to be good.
Well, yeah, but I stopped. And, you know, I've had my backs. You know, I had back surgery. And
that affects you.
And it affects me. And so, I go out and I play, and I play crappy. And then I get in the car, and by the time I get out at home, I'm bent over. I'm hunched over. My knees hurt.
Oh, that's not good.
My ankles hurt. So I just said, "Look, I'm not gonna."
Are you done? Is it officially
done? I'm done. I think I'm gonna go. I might go out and.
You're the same guy who tried to talk me a year ago into getting a membership and playing with you every day out there.
I know. I've been saying. So I was saying, well, you know, once the weather gets good, I'll go out and no, I go, it hurts just as bad. Hurts as bad as good weather is bad weather. So, no, I just don't. I just don't do it.
I'm with you.
I do watch on TV. I love watching on TV.
I did. By the way, last week
I was all over that tournament.
Rory McIlroy.
Oh my God!
How good was that?
That was
good.
Great.
Was that?
That was a great.
Guy almost grabbed him.
Putt. Sunday was great. Missed a putt by
inches,
a couple inches, and then goes out and just pukes. Look,
yeah,
pukes
all over
hit
over the top of the par three, and that was good night.
Yeah.
That was.
Well, he hit a bad drive on 16, but it was able to, you know, because he couldn't birdie. I mean, he had to birdie that hole.
And I like Rory, man.
It's hard not. It's hard not to like Rory. Nice
I was
kid,
wondering
good
if
kid.
He was gonna. He had a 3-stroke lead, though. I was kind of wondering if he was gonna
spit it up. Yeah, well, he almost did. That guy makes that putt, and he's like Colin Morikawa the week before, where he blew it.
On, oh, did he?
You know, but you know you knew going in there the guy's response, JJ Spahn. You knew he's in a 3-hole aggregate over, sudden death, not sudden death, 3-hole aggregate playoff. You knew he was once you walk up on 17,
yeah,
and you got to hit the shot of a lifetime. And I think the announcer said, he hit a great shot, but he forgot about the adrenaline. Yeah. Adrenaline high there, you know.
And Bowie got 2.7 when he showed up that day. He goes, "I'm getting by far the biggest payday I've ever had."
No doubt. I was thinking about that. You know, he gets home, he gets back to his room, and calls the wife and says, "Hey, we already. No matter what happens, we got 2.7 million coming our way.
We're 2.7 more than I've made out here."
Once those words came out of his mouth, it was like, "Yeah, no." And Rory, you know, Rory's grinding for it. Rory's grinding for that 4.4.
Rory.
Grinding for it.
Rory has had some bad collapses, to put it nicely.
Yeah.
And so.
Look, I even watched the Tiger thing up in Jupiter.
Do you like that?
You know, I kind of like it, but the matches are never close. They're always blowouts.
You know? I don't know. Whoever came up with it. And by the way, ESPN's all over it. On slow nights, you look at 7 o'clock. I'm going thinking there's a game, hockey or basketball, we're going up to Jupiter
Next year. I'd like to go and watch it. Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Dave Hyde went up to see it.
Did he?
He was talking about.
Yeah, I'd like to go see it.
Well, Bo, listen, man, thank you.
Right.
Appreciate it. Great stuff. And we'll see you again here tomorrow because, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. We'll have that for you. Get out to Hard Rock, man. A lot of fun out there. If you want to catch the games and get in on the action, get yourself a seat out there at Hard Rock.
Kuro or what's the steak place?
Council Oak.
Ooh.
If nothing else.
Ooh.
Oh, that's – they got it rolling
that's
out
the
there.
Best.
Have a great day, everybody.